Two Apple shareholders say it could be good for business to find out if Apple's phones are bad for people. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. While everyone is gushing over Apple's plans to repatriate billions of overseas dollars into the U.S. economy, its investors are asking it to be a better citizen when it comes to kids. JANA Partners and the California State Teachers Retirement System control about $2 billion worth of Apple stock. In an open letter this month, the shareholders asked Apple for more research, better parental controls, and an executive to manage whether its devices are addictive or harmful to kids and teenagers. Megan Moreno is a professor of pediatrics at the University of Wisconsin. She says a lot of hard data on how much tech can harm kids still isn't there.
That is a question that a lot of people are endeavoring to answer right now. There's not as many research studies showing this as we need there to be, but some people have proposed that it can be as addictive as substance use. Some people have proposed it could be a behavioral addiction like shopping.
Yeah, and let's talk about the lack of research. Why do you think that is? Is it just that this is all actually that new?
I think that it's new, and I think that it's been difficult to get a consensus around defining whether this is one big addiction as technology or are these a lot of small addictions. So, for example, there's a pretty robust evidence base showing that there are people who have video game addiction, and there's validated scales to measure it, and there's treatment programs. But is video game addiction the same thing as Facebook addiction? That I think we really don't know.
And what would it take to find that out?
I think one area of research that's lacking is looking at brain studies and understanding what parts of the brain light up when people are interacting with certain technologies. I think that would be going to the basic science that we really need. Understanding, are these processes that are mediated by dopamine, like other addictions and other pleasurable behaviors can be?
And that raises the question of sort of what the continuum is. If this technology is addictive, on the sort of addiction scale, is it closest to, say, Coca-Cola or tobacco or heroin?
I think that's an excellent question. I think that many people do argue that if we are thinking about these behaviors from the standpoint of them being problematic, then we probably could have a more useful framework. So we all know that staying online or staying on your computer and answering a couple extra emails before you make the commute home or before you tackle your laundry, that's something that probably most of us do at least once in a while. But then if we get to the other end of the spectrum where we're thinking about you're missing a friend's birthday party because you can't get offline, that's probably more of an addictive behavior where we think about symptoms like withdrawal or irritation where you can't access your online sources.
So in addition to thinking about this as an addiction, how should we be thinking about this as treatment?
In most traditional addiction models, we usually recommend to patients to completely abstain from whatever it is that they're struggling with. So we tell substance use addicts and we tell alcoholics to stop using that forever. And what's really difficult with tech is that you could never tell almost anyone that they can have a fruitful, normal life without engaging in some way. And so the one other paradigm that we sometimes use in the field is thinking about this similar to something like an eating disorder, when a patient has developed an aberrant relationship with that substance, and you really want to be there to help support them coming back to a healthier relationship. So I think that's another useful paradigm to put out there, because it's really unlikely that we're ever going to ask anyone to abstain from having a phone.
That's Megan Moreno, a professor of pediatrics at the University of Wisconsin. The open letter to Apple highlighted some studies that have shown harm to kids and said 94% of parents, like me, have taken some steps to manage their kids' tech use. The investor said it would be good business for Apple to give those parents just a little help. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.